WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. And all over the world, you can hear us online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Bucci's next.
I asked the library assistant, what happened to the magazines? And he gave me this very unsatisfying answer about how the library is going all digital.
Okay.
And I'm like, what?
Last time on Bucci.
Hear that? What is that? I screamed at Joe Magasco and he started crying. Because it's so nice to be friends with people. And I know that from experience.
Bucci.
What dumb thing makes
you cry?
What does it sound like when you cry? I've always wanted to know that.
I only make sounds when I'm talking to people. You have to understand I'm a library nerd.
I don't have to understand that.
I have like 4 library cards.
You know the horse race? My horse was named Bob.
Yeah, I remember.
You didn't give me my $10.
Didn't I mail that to you though, Henry? I swear.
No, you didn't.
Stop fighting!
You can use Echo, but you won't let the people use Echo. This is Station Manager Ken, by the way.
Oh, hey, Station Manager Ken.
Brian writing about himself as a tree that's dying.
All the tree could offer, finally, was for stump.
Honestly, the national change shortage. I see no change around me.
Yeah, more ways than one, right?
Hey, you're disappointing me, how's
I gotta stop poking at this. It's so fun, though.
I think poking at the hernia will just make it worse. Timothy Chalamet is standing on a sandhill addressing a crowd. Something about it just kind of made me start tearing up.
Well, you would be crying, but I would be like, ha-ha, yeah!
I am a teacher, and I'm thinking about this ant pile in my cafeteria that I saw today. Somebody cleaning it up, the kids messing with it.
I'm going to choke up right now.
It resonates.
I'm concerned about your hernia. Get that checked out because it might not just be a hernia.
When I was little, my friend's mom used to cry if a balloon accidentally got released into the sky. In fact, I actually feel a little bit of anger and resentment.
At yourself?
No, towards the person that let that go.
Right. I don't know if I feel better. Let me check in with myself. Nope.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Well, Ken, thank you for that contribution. I hope you get some, you know, I don't know, get some help, some therapy or something to sort that
out. Thanks, Bucci.
All right, buddy. Bye. I can't believe I just called Ken buddy. 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 Stashu, calm down. Look at this beautiful studio. It's sparkling. Jim the Poet did something to this studio. There's like a layer of shine all over the studio. It's so... Wait. It's coming up. The shine is coming up in my hands. I don't know if this is clean or not. It's fine. My hands are basically sterilized anyway. Constantly sterilized. Medically sterilized, I mean. It's some sort of genetic thing. So through COVID, everyone's washing their hands and washing their thumbs. You always gotta wash your thumbs. People forget when they're washing their hands. Like, I'll just leave those thumbs, you know, dry. But that's where all the... That's where all the COVID lives. But anyway, during that time, I was like, nope, no need to do it. My hands are always super clean. Super clean. That's a pretty good reverb. All right. Bubba, 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 bubba.
Bucci.
Bubba Bucci. You're listening to Bucci! Alright, let's go down. Let's bring that music down. And crack this can up. Nice can of... It's mostly starch. I'd say mostly starch. There's some sort of... liquid that, you know, kind of makes the starch go down easily, but it's mostly just pure, I almost swore, starch. Hello. I mean, hello. Nice to be here. I've been here for a couple hours, been hanging out with the people next door. There's this, I don't know if you know it, maybe you do, but someone built a beautiful condo about 2 inches from WFMU's footprint. It's just like you reach out and you can kind of touch the sliding glass windows of the people across in the condo. And people don't like them here, but I think they're pretty cool. The husband's in a band. I think the husband and wife are in a band. And they slipped me a CD. And maybe I'll play it. Though it is like, you know, electro clash, that stuff. I don't like that stuff. Electro clash, more like electro splash. Thank you. All right, let's get settled.
Hernia status is...
Yeah, so as people who know all the people who know this already, people who follow me on Instagram, Bucci Nights, know, but I've been kind of like worried about, oh, maybe I have a hernia, and then I got an ultrasound, and it's confirmed I have a hernia. I just found out. And it's...
Hernia status is...
I just said I have one. It seems that fate gave Bucci all the ridiculous medical issues, all the hilarious issues I have. Gout. You know, I got the gout. Everyone laughs when I tell them that. I slipped in a shower and flipped completely upside down and was stuck like that for a day. When my wife, my most recent wife came in, she's like, "What are you doing?" But it hurt. Flaps. I have flaps, which suck. And now a hernia. And all of these the hilarious diseases or maladies are circling all, they're all circling the big one that lies undiagnosed, deep, deep inside of Bucci.
Bucci.
So I guess, you know, I should be happy that I have all these ridiculous problems and not anything that's, you know, too serious. You just have to roll with the punches that God gives you. Because God's always punching. Punching and punching. And you just got to have to keep rolling and rolling. Let me tell you something. God punches down. He doesn't punch up at the powers that be. He punches down on us. And I got the hernia punch. Right in the gut. I'm not going to keep talking about this, but I just want to be very clear of what's going on with me, so you can forgive the quality of this show. In case, so people are you're not aware what a hernia is, or you're not sure. I'll give you a little primer. Let me put some music up, actually, to kind of... There we go. Do-do-do. People in the chat are saying, no, that's not necessary. We'll just look up hernias on Wikipedia. Well, it's too late. I started the music. Let's make sure this moves. So, there are many kinds of hernias, or hymnias. There's the ingioplastic hernia, the splagellin hernia. But the one that I have is the umbilical hernia. And with this one, as you see, the intestinal wall, because of all the stress of doing Bucci, is under a lot of pressure and has become weak and tired. Hmm. That's my intestinal wall. I put a contact, a contact mic on my body. So, hey, intestinal wall, how you doing?
Oh, I'm so full. I think I'll unbuckle my pants.
No, don't do that. No.
That's better.
So what's happening here is my intestine has pushed through the wall of the intestine and is poking out through my body.
Whee!
My God, these intestines are everywhere. Man, they're all over the board. So what my doctor said is to treat your hernia like a dam. D-A-M. So poke your finger into the intestine and then poke it back in to the casing. Ah, like that. Let me do another one.
That tickles.
Shut up. But ultimately, the finger in the dam method is just a band-aid over the problem, to mix metaphors.
Uh-oh, you're gonna need surgery.
Yes. Most hernias do not fix themselves. They will all need surgery at some point. You can delay it, but you can't put it off forever. So, what they are doing, what they do to fix this, is they give you a local anesthetic, and then they slice into the... And then they... With your legs high in the air, and then they go... All the way up to your... And then sew the... Up with mesh, and then you... And then some more... Make sure you go all the way in to the... And then... And you're done. How you doing now, intestine?
I can't move!
Oh, what's that?
I can't move in here!
Good! That's what you want. You want your intestine constricted. You see, your intestine should not be free-form in your body, like this radio station is a free-form station. That's great for radio. Bad for your health. Your intestines should be regimented, iHeart Radio style.
No!
Sorry. Now, of course, what I just did was a dramatic reenactment. My uncle played the part of the intestine. My hernia is not fixed. I'm going to turn that off. That's the end of the slide presentation. My hernia isn't fixed, basically. So I just wanted to give this rundown so people aren't concerned. And as soon as I get a job that makes $120,000 a year, it's all going to be okay. And this might be interesting to you. When I'm ready for my surgery, station manager Ken has asked me to get the surgery done on the radio, on the air. I'm not so sure about that, but he said he talked to my doctor, and he said my doctor recommended it. And so I'm going to try it. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do a fix here. Maybe we'll fix it right on the air. And when that happens, you're going back in your sleeping bag, intestine.
Oh, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
That is so true. That is, you know, you are wise for an intestine. It's almost one of those...
Bucci adage.
Though that's not mine, obviously. It's a, what is it, a Joni Mitchell or / Janet Jackson adage. So that's what's going on with me. And you're not going to hear about it anymore for this show. I just wanted to clear the slate because people were worried. People were friend requesting me on Instagram, Bucci Nights, and then asking me, how's your hernia? And then I'd answer them, and then they'd unfriend me. I don't know why. So just to make sure everyone's, you know, not too concerned. Fubuchi. So, I'm not, you know, like I said, not going to talk about that anymore. So what do I want to talk about today? Well, so one of the good things about this show, out of the six or seven good things, is that it's always improving, always, never going backwards, always getting better, every show incrementally better, never going backwards. Sometimes it goes backwards. But as I learned during my time in the Army, sometimes it takes more courage to retreat than advance. But so usually Bucci improves, you know, and sometimes I use the show to troubleshoot itself. So I kind of course correct within the show. And as you know, and I'm talking to you, I've been having trouble with these Bucci adages.
Bucci adage.
Which is a Bucci adage. You've heard them lately. They're tired. They're weak as my IW, intestinal wall. And the person who's been like, this guy who's been compiling a book of all these adages has started complaining that I'm, you know, I'm repeating them. And he asked, do you even know what an adage is? A lot of these contradict each other. A lot of them aren't adages as much as they are proverbs, non sequiturs, or Taylor Swift lyrics. I've been using a lot of Taylor Swift lyrics as passing that off as my own wisdom. So it's just like I feel like it's boring. It's getting a little stagnant, and so I need is I need to restock these things. And instead of doing it myself, because, like I said, I'm a very sick person, I would like to involve who? That's right, you. In this process. This show is half yours, after all, figuratively. So, what I want to, you guys, and all out there, and I use guys as this catch-all term, obviously, is I want you to give me an adage, a maxim, an axiom, an aphorism, a saying that has served you well, that you use, apply it to your life, and then, and this is very important, one that you think will work on this show. So if you have, for example, have an adage like an ear of corn a day keeps the doctor away, well, that won't work for Bucci because I can't eat corn on the air anymore. Right? So that doesn't work. That may work for you, you corn-eating so-and-sos out there. But if you have like a saying or it's like, hey, it's 6 p.m., it's time to turn on Bucci. That fits. See, that's universal. That would work for you and work for this show. So that's what I want to take from you, and then we'll kind of restock it, and maybe, you know, I'll start incorporating them into this own show, you know, into this show going forward. So I don't have to keep thinking of these things and writing them out frantically, you know, on the bus on the way here. And to make this a little more fun, not literally. Sorry, I was just answering a question about my hernia. To make this more fun, I want, this may not work. Most importantly, as we get these things collected, but I want to, we'll hear your saying or your expression or your adage, and then we'll hear it. Let's hear it backwards too. See if it still holds up. I think the best ones do work backwards and forwards. What is that, a palindrome? Best ones are palindrome. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci adage.
There we go. So that's what we're going to do today. That's after the break. Help us restock the supply of adages that this show leans on for 30% of its content. Not too random. Just to reiterate, not random, not nonsensical. This is not a nonsensical show. This is a sensical show. But not too specific and entirely about your life. It should be about Bucci's life. And your life. We have to get this balance right. Which is a weird coincidence. Because that's the name of the song that I'm going to play right now that'll take us into the second half of the show. It's weird how that works out. This is Get the Balance Right by my friend's personal Depeche Mode, only on WFM. Yeah.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Give Bucci an adage.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music. Yeah, get the balance right. Depeche Mode, off of their album, what's the name of that album? Let me, Construction Time again. What's this music? There we go. We're back, we're talking about adages that make our lives easier and simpler and, you know, you don't have to think too much, you just think about the adage. This show is going to... Usually, this show uses these things like a guide, but we are down to the dregs. The marathon cleaned me out of all my precious sayings and expressions. So I want to hear from you. Let's hear some, like Bucci's body, we need some new blood. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how you doing? It's Kevin in Snow Camp.
Kevin in Snoke. Is that a real camp or is that a place? Is that a city?
I'm in
or?
North Carolina. We talk all the time.
Snow camp. Well, how's snow camp? Are you getting picked on in snow camp?
Well, if they want to, I mean, I'm not averse to it.
Okay, Kevin. What is your... Do you have one for us? Do you have an adage?
Yeah. I'm picturing you... Sometimes you make a little rule, and then someone does something that's not exactly the way you wanted it to work.
Okay.
And then you have to say something. You'll say, all right, this is you sort of learning to accept that people did something not the way you wanted it. You'll say, all right, well, if you can do it, you can do it.
All right. All right. That's pretty good. All right. I like the repetition. A lot of these things are like little like Ouroboros, like the snake that eats itself. But I like so what is it? All right, if you can do it, you can do it. If you can do it, you can do it. All right, that's a Kevin. If you can say your name, just say your name.
Kevin.
Adage.
That's a Kevin adage, which will now be, I'm stealing, I'm taking that. So thank you, Kevin, for starting us out. And if you can do it, you keep doing it, all right, buddy? All right, and just if you're at snow camp and everyone's picking on you because you have your ski suits too puffy, you know, just tell them that Bucci is going to, you know, is going to kill them. Call you, Bucci.
Hello there.
Yes, hello there. Who's this?
Oh, this is Mark. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Mark.
I have two of them. One is, it isn't what it is.
Oh, it's like a Yogi Berra sort of thing, huh?
Kind of, and it's like the opposite. Everybody said during the pandemic, it is what it is.
That's true.
And they're just not saying anything. Now, one thing is when people say...
But isn't this, isn't that saying less, sort of? Like, isn't it isn't what it isn't kind of saying less than it is what it is in a weird way?
Yeah, pretty much, or it normally isn't what it seems to be.
So, yeah, could you use it in a... How do you use it in your life, you know?
Normally when somebody says it is what it is, I say, no, it isn't.
You go, no, it isn't. That's a pretty good...
Normally always costs more. There's always some problem that it isn't whatever they said.
And what did they say? When you come back at them, when they say like, oh, it is what it is, and you're like, no, it isn't, are they just like, whoa, they're like kind of rocked back.
Yeah, I'm very contrary.
Okay.
You know, when somebody says, where does the time go? I say, what were you accusing me of stealing it?
Oh, that's accusing me of stealing it. All right, Mark, just say your name.
Added.
Your name. Okay.
No, your name. Mark.
Well, there's added. One that really fast. When somebody says
very
to me,
really
what's up? I go, nothing much. Maybe even less than that.
Wow, you sound like fun. You're like fun at parties, right, Mark? You seem really fun at parties.
Yeah, I bring my own lampshade, you know.
Okay. All right, Mark, that's a good one. Thanks, man. It isn't what it isn't. I gladly pay you Tuesday for this next call. Call you, Gabucci. Hello?
Gabucci.
Yes.
This is Uncle Dave.
Hey, Uncle Dave. Okay. Hey, Uncle Dave. How you doing? Long
Good.
Time no see.
I have an adage for you.
All right. What is it, buddy?
'Tis the wise man that ducks when the camel spits.
Tis the wise man. What does that mean to you? Okay.
You wanted an adage, so I gave you an
All
adage.
Right. Tis the wise man. So why does it have to be a camel, per se?
Well, you know, it's a wise animal. A desert-dwelling being.
Yep.
Sage to me.
So wait a minute. Say it again.
'Tis the wise man that ducks when the camel spits.
Yeah. I like the tis. It gives it a regal kind of mysterious air. All right. Say your name and I'll just make it an adage right now on the air live.
It's Uncle Dave.
Adage.
That's an Uncle D adage. All right, Uncle Dave. I'll see you. See you at Easter. I'm not going to see that guy at Easter. Call you, Gabucci.
Hello, Gabucci.
Yes, hello. Franco, right? Franco. Hey,
yep.
Franco. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. Oh. I'm talking to you, after all.
After all, that's true. You flatterer. You're buttering me up,
yeah.
Which is not an
ass-kisser.
Okay, well, just easy with the language there. buddy.
I think I slipped.
So what's your – you have something? You must have all sorts of phrases and expressions that you apply
to your life. I dash something off that pertains to the previous topic.
Okay.
Your hernia.
Yes, okay, my hernia.
Okay.
What is
it? You ready?
I am ready, right now.
If you won't get it fixed, stay home and take a nap.
If you won't get it fixed, at capital I, capital T, fixed, stay home and take a nap.
You want to hear it backwards?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about this whole other part of the thing. We're supposed to be doing this thing backwards.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Franco. What is it backwards? Let's see if it holds up.
Nap a take and home stay. Fixed it, get won't you if.
Nap, that's also
I like that.
Wise too. It's a little poetic. It's, you know, like a
very little poetic.
Yes, it's a small amount of poetic. It's like a
poem from a Dr. Seuss book.
Sure, or a I guess so. Dr. Seuss book. Don't slag off Dr. Seuss. What do you hate, Dr. Seuss?
No, I'm his biggest fan.
Oh, you're his fan. Okay,
but I know what he does.
Yeah,
he's and like I know what makes him appealing too.
All right, Frank.
Anyway, listen to this. Guess who else has an umbilical hernia?
Is it you?
I sure do.
So we're linked by this umbilical cord now. You and I are tied to each other by this umbilical cord.
It's not just our damaged thumb.
Right.
The fact that we're real fast on the draw when it comes to the smart remarks. I also have a hernia.
So you and I are okay.
My doctor advised me this way. She said, does it hurt? And I said, no. And she goes, okay, don't bother with it.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing, though. You're just pushing that. You're just kicking that can down the road, according to the doctor that I met in this alley. But
it's so much bigger than it used to be.
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad that we have something in common, and hopefully one day someone will get a giant pair of shears that'll go, you know, that'll cut this umbilical cord that goes from L.A. to New York.
Right. Okay.
All right.
I'll send you a picture.
No, don't do that. All right, bye. Ah. 201-209-9368. What we're doing is where I'm soliciting adages or aphorisms or sayings or expressions or, you know, even a some words of wisdom. No words of wisdom. Something pithy. Proverb, perhaps. The early bird subscribes to the Bucci podcasts. And then gets the worm. Anger can be an expensive luxury. That's Mae West right there. So yeah, call up. And I forgot about that. We're also doing the reverse. So call up. Give me your adage. You get a chance to have it on the air, on the radio going forward. You're going to be, you know, listening to the show. And if you're going to hear It Isn't What It Isn't by that guy. I can't remember his name. Was it Mark? The Ocean Remembers. I've always liked that one. And then there's like a sister one that's Gelatin Remembers also. Because Gelatin Remembers, you put your hand in a thing of gelatin, you take your fingers out, you got like, you got your indentations right there of your fingers. Another adage, 201-209-9368. That's a very important one. So give me a call. Can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. So that's kind of like, you can only make what you're given, I guess. Or you can do whatever you want, because this is America. You can do whatever you want. You can make a silk purse out of it. I think I saw that on Instagram. They were making silk purses out of sow's ears, and everyone just loving them. Because it's the way you style it, you know? So if you put on some nice loafers, white socks, and a over-the-shoulder bag made out of a sow's ear, and then you stamp Balenciaga on that, baby, you got yourself a retirement fund. Call it a Bucci. Hello, you have Bucci on the radio. Hello. Hello. Are you there? Hello.
Hey, it's Tom in Memphis.
Hey, Tom in Memphis. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. So, Tom, do you have something you got an adage that we can we can all learn from today?
How about You can't spell listener without listen.
Okay. That's not bad. That's very appropriate. And it's very appropriate for this show. Listener without listen. Listener without...
If you have a recalcitrant caller, say...
recalcitrant. Listener without listening. Or you can't spell it without is, too. Or list. You can't spell listener without list, either. Or 10. All right, why don't you say your name, and then we'll make it an adage officially.
Tom.
Adage.
Do you think you can say that backwards real quick, Tom? See if it holds up?
Listen.
Without.
Listener spell.
Yeah, it's pretty good,
not
too.
Not quite, but.
It sits you. I know what they're trying to say. All right, thanks. You can't spell listener without I either. And, you know, who's I? Why? It's Bucci.
Bucci.
Which you also can't spell without an I. I was talking to a few people upstairs, asking what their favorite ones were. Scott Williams, WFMU's own Scott Williams, says one of his favorites is flatten and tidy as you go. So everything, as you're going, you flatten it out and you tidy. And then you flatten some more and then you tidy. And then you all of a sudden you have a skid of really, really tidy, flat things, which I guess is what Scott's going for. Call you, Gabucci.
Yeah, hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Oh, hey. This is Seth. How you doing, man?
Seth, how you doing? Pretty good, Seth. You got an adage?
I thought you might ask me how I'm doing.
That's at the end of the call. I generally ask people how they're doing at the end of the call.
Oh, yeah, like the credits of some
mm-hmm.
form film.
Yeah, that's right. Or the credits of Tar. Well, that's at the beginning, actually. Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, I've
got a nice adage for you. I think it's quite appropriate. If the shoe won't fit, try putting it on the other foot. If it still won't fit, it will probably fit on one of your hands. But use your off hand because you might need your main hand for other things.
I see. And you use this often in your life, Seth?
Every day.
Okay.
Every day.
So could you just say it again just so everybody can kind of get a better grasp of what that was?
Sure, yeah. If the shoe won't fit, try forcing it onto the other foot. If it still won't fit, it will probably fit onto your off hand, not your main hand, because you need it.
You're revising the adage. So, all right. Well, that's an interesting one. You can always try a shoe. If it won't fit, then you can always try it somewhere else. That's kind of the pithier version of what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seth, could you just say your name, and we'll hammer this adage into history right now?
Are you going to ask me how I'm doing?
I'm doing it at the end. I'm going to do it at the very end. So, Seth, just say your name.
Your name.
You know what? Wise guy, I don't want to know how you're doing, actually.
Don't do it.
And I'm going to steal that adage for my own. That's a Bucci adage, not a Seth adage. Sorry.
Adage.
Wise guy. If the shoe doesn't fit, put it on your other foot. If it doesn't fit there, try your hand. And then maybe your wife's hand or your husband's hand or your partner's hand. And then just put it on Craigslist. Who will fit this shoe? That's a Seth adage.
Adage.
Seth adage. Call it Igabuchi. You got your booch. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Freya.
Oh, hey, Freya. How you doing?
Good.
Cool. Hey, Freya, do you have an expression that you find yourself using all the time that kind of like, I don't know, something you say to sum things up or kind of, well, do you have something like that?
Well, kind of.
Okay.
Early bird gets the worm. Sometimes I say it to myself.
I see. The early bird gets the worm. So when do you say it to yourself? Like, in what circumstances do you say it to yourself?
In the morning, usually on Sundays.
And what worm, what's the worm that you're getting what's the worm?
It's usually my cartoons that I want to watch, but I usually don't wake up too early.
So the early bird gets to watch all the good cartoons, basically.
Yeah.
The early bird gets to do all sorts of things, Freya. It gets to eat the all the good cereal before your parents eat it. It gets to watch cool cartoons. it gets, a worm, I guess. It's actually a really good one. Can you say it backwards?
No.
Worm. Yeah, gets the worm. I really, there's nothing, I can't really do things backwards. All right, that's a really good, so say your name, Freya, and we'll put the early bird gets the worm into our history books, all right?
Freya.
Adage.
And I'm going to just say, so it's the early bird gets the worm, or the early bird gets to watch good cartoons.
Yeah.
What's your favorite cartoon, by the way?
Looney Tunes, probably.
Looney
Bugs
Tunes.
Bunny and Friends.
So, okay, so, oh, wow, Looney Tunes. So what are the Looney Tunes up to these days? It's been a while since I've checked in with the Looney Tunes.
Well, you're talking about the ones that are older, they're basically the same as the older ones. But, Bugs Bunny trying to, Daffy Duck trying to get at Bugs Bunny.
Has Daffy Duck, is it Daffy Dog or Daffy Duck? Daffy Duck, right? Has Daffy Duck gotten the best of Bugs Bunny yet?
No.
I'm rooting for him. I got money on that fight, too. All right, Freya, thank you so much. That was a really good one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Call her Gagutcha Booch.
Hey there. Good evening.
Trust Boochie.
Yes. Hey, good evening. Who's this?
Mick in San Francisco.
Mick in San Francisco. All right, Mick. What do you have? Something you got a saying, aphorism?
Yeah, I got two. One is
two.
To be applied to past tense or present tense. It's kind of folksy and whimsy, and you can apply it to yourself or a situation or somebody else, and it goes.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to say it about myself. I was nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's pretty nervous.
I'm pretty nervous. Yeah.
Do you use that often? Like, do you use it in job interviews or something like that? When you say, "Ooh, I'm just nervous, more nervous than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs."
I haven't lied
on my resume.
Friends or maybe sometimes strangers, just to get people's attention.
You know what I like about that one, Mick, is it's very, you can really picture it. It really brings an image to mind, which is a screaming cat. Yeah.
And then I have a second one.
Okay.
That I made this one up or came up with this one.
Okay.
Pizza don't go bad.
Yeah, that's a pizza don't go bad. Yeah. Pizza don't hurt. That's a good one, too. Pizza don't go bad. Even though, what's the oldest pizza you've ever eaten?
I don't know.
I
came up with that
three
one
days.
When I was a teenager, a punk rock teenager. We're helping my friend move, and we had a U-Haul truck.
Yeah.
We were really hungry. We opened up the glove box, and there was some pizza in it.
Yeah.
And we ate it.
You're like, hey, pizza don't go bad. Turn up the germs.
Pretty much.
All right. Say, why don't we, I like that one a lot. So that's more personal to you. So say your name, and then I'll take that adage for my very own.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Mick, pizza
adage.
Don't go bad.
All right, Mick. Have a nice rest of your day.
Thank you.
You sounded sad. Don't be sad. All phone calls end, which is a
Bucci adage.
See, one of the problems with these stupid adages is that it's like real late on the draw. If there was like a quick draw thing between me and another person who had the Bucci adage drop, I would be shot in the head. You know, it's a great one. We got some calls, but you're friggin' killing me, Steve. I say that all the time. That's a good adage. Fortune favors people who use toothpicks after dinner because, you don't have a whole, grouse in your teeth. You just pick that out. Call you Gabooch. Chi. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, hey, Bucci.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, it's Sean.
A lot to upset,
I got an adage for you.
All right, Sean. Go ahead, do it.
All right, so
now.
This is when like things are kind of going a little chaotic. And, I used to use this when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
I used to drink whiskey out of like a coffee cup. And then I used to just bang on it and just start screaming, like, honor, honor in the court.
Honor in the court.
Yeah, just be real silly, you know? Like, honor, honor in the court. It's
pretty silly. So what does that mean to you? Is that something like you're trying to remind people to uphold the justice system? Or what do you think it is?
I have no clue. It was just, you know, you just,
well,
you know, just keep it honor, you know? Just, you got to maintain the honor.
Well, I mean, I you know what, Sean? I just can't take your drunken adage. It just seems to be this nonsense phrase that you came up with while you were drinking whiskey out of a coffee cup.
Yeah, very nonsensical.
So, I mean, this show has to be, you know, this. I'm sorry, buddy, but this show needs to make sense 100% of the time. So
Do you want
to
try another one real
Yeah,
quick?
Go for it. If you have another one, hit me.
All right. Used to say barter and compromise.
Barter and compromise.
Yeah.
That's a good. So that you can use that, apply that to any number of things. Your political opinions, your social interactions, anything, right?
There you go.
All right, say that one. I'll say your name, and then I'll make it an adage.
All right, Sean, barter and compromise.
Barter and compromise. All right, Sean. Bye.
All right, thanks, Boots.
God. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Or grant me $1 million tax-free. Call you a Booch. E.
Oh, what a Boochie.
Oh, what's up? It's Downtown Double G.
Downtown Double G. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I had a lot of ramen.
That was a rhetorical question.
Instant ramen, so I'm feeling a little just, you know.
You had a lot anyway. Do you just chew them? You just chew them raw, right? You're not making a soup, right? You're just eating them standing
you
up.
You eat Japanese food raw. That's how they eat it
right,
in Japan.
Right. 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 I'm just checking. All right. So, Double G, what do you got?
So I wrote it down because I forget. Let's see. I have it right here. Can't reach Tucci, just call Bucci.
Bucci.
That's a good one.
Adage.
Who's Tucci? Are you calling another person named Tucci on Tuesdays as well? That must get confusing for you.
No. I call Stanley Tucci regularly.
Sure.
And sometimes, you know, I have this on my wall. You know, if I can't reach Tucci, call Bucci.
That's not bad. All right. Go ahead, say your name.
Ziggy.
Adage.
It's a Ziggy adage. All right. Bye. Good one.
Bye.
I was being sarcastic. No, that's pretty good. You know what's a good one? I mean, there's a whole source of one is Brian Eno had these thing called the oblique strategies. And I was talking to Scott about these. It's like this cards for promoting creativity. So you're stuck creatively, and so you just have these cards, and the cards say, don't stress one thing more than another. Be dirty. Don't be frightened to display your talents. Use unqualified people. He had all these things that you're like, oh, my God, I'm trying to work on Bucci. All right, let me see. Let's look in these cards that say, use unqualified people. That's no help at all. Thanks, Brian Eno. But that's a really good one, too. Let go, let God. My God, which one of these? Let's say this one. Caller, you got Booch, E.
Why, hello, my friend Boochie. How are you?
Oh, yes, hello. Who's this again? I recognize this voice.
My name is Lexington Wordsworth.
I feel like you have a different name every time you call Lexington Wordsworth.
I've never called. This is my first time calling.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. My fault. So Lexington Wordsworth... let's hear your words and make sure they're worth it, right? Make sure your words are worth it if that's your name.
Indeedy-do.
All right, go for it.
I perhaps may have to interpret this. Are you ready, Bucci?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready, Lexington Wordsworth?
Absolutely, my friend.
Good, go for it.
Dastardly daring do. Doth doom daft dreamers.
Interesting. Could you say that one backwards? Let's see if that makes
dreamers,
it.
Dreamers, daft, doom, doth, do, daring, dastardly.
Adage.
That's a, say your name.
Lexington Wadsworth.
Adage.
All right, Lexington Wadsworth. See ya. I think it's Wordsworth, but I think Wadsworth also works. Never buy cards. Never buy a pack of cards from a guy in a cape. That is the late, great X-Ray Burns. Call you got Bucci.
Good evening, Bucci. How you doing?
Yes, good evening. Who is this?
Oh, this is Zachary.
Zachary. Hey, Zach. Zach, you're very wise.
Cool. You and Franco are umbilical hernia brothers.
Yeah, can you picture it? Are you picturing that in your mind? Where you have Franco in L.A. and then all the way across the country, there's a stretching this long umbilical cord that's attached to my belly as well. Isn't that interesting to picture?
The imagery is delightful. Hmm. I look forward to meditating on it for weeks to come.
Good, good. Or maybe draw it.
I could do that.
Okay, so Zach. What's a nice phrase or axiom that you use to kind of get you through the day?
Oh, there's all sorts of them.
Okay, just give me one.
Well, yeah, one longer one. When it's raining, Bucci
yep.
won't mend the roof.
When it's
when it's clear and sunny,
yep.
the roof isn't leaking.
So I'm sorry. Could you say that one more time the whole time, and then just kind of, but do it with a pronouncement from God.
When it's raining, Bucci won't mend. You got it?
No, give me one more. All right, do it again right now.
When it's raining, Bucci won't mend the roof. And when it's clear and sunny, the roof isn't leaking.
That's a good one. That's a Bucci adage
Bucci.
And a...
Adage.
Say your name.
Zachary.
Adage.
All right. I may steal that
one
for my very own. Yes, very
Trust
quickly.
Bucci, but verify.
Yes, no, I but no, that's wrong. It's it, the there's a period after Bucci. Trust Bucci.
But
trust
verify.
No. Trust Bucci and then trust Bucci. That's it. There's two of them. You don't need to verify. Well, there's what's the point of trusting someone if you have to verify? Right?
That's healthy.
Okay. Thanks, Zachary.
Hey,
that was
thank
a good
you,
one. Bucci. Yeah, goodbye. Caller Eagle Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Wheels.
Huh?
What's going on?
Not much. Wheels. I'm just talking. I'm just trying to make this show better and more wise and with the help of some callers. So what do you got, Wheels?
Yes, yes. So how about, you know, people say go big or go home. Why can't you go big and go home?
Go big and then go home?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a...
I mean, I want to go home after I go big, so...
Yeah, that's great.
Can we do both?
Because, you know, you go big or go home, but you go big and go home, that's like you're leaving on a high note. Like, you know, they tell performers, and they're like, go off on, you know, your biggest hit. Go off on your, you know, on your big hit. You know,
yeah,
Endless
exactly.
Summer by Taylor Swift. She always ends with that song. Oh, that's a good one.
Why should it be an option? Yeah.
So go big and go home.
Yeah.
And then like a swear, and then like a curse word, like MF, like go big and go home, MF, right?
That's it.
Okay. Yep. What's your name? Oh, yes, I remember. It's Wheels. So say your name.
Wheels.
Adage.
That's a Wheels adage. And all of these adages by these people, I haven't really vetted them, so I've written them all down. I'm going to look into them and make sure they don't contain anything hateful in them because I don't know. I said guys at the top of the show, and apparently everyone took it literally. But let's get some other thing, someone other than a god dudes. Just because I need to have the spectrum here, you know, of wisdom. Because, you know, no offense, but men are idiots. Caller Eagle Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Yep. Hey, who's this?
This is actually Tom, which is a guy.
That's fine.
But the adage is actually from my grandmother. So
okay.
This might work.
This I like.
It's interesting. My grandmother's name was Peg.
Okay.
Yes, Peg.
Okay, Peg. Is that the adage?
And the adage, it's interesting. She'd say it about anything, even if you're having a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
But the adage is, money goes to money.
Yeah. So wait, What do you think she meant by that?
Well, usually if someone would win, like, let's say a 50-50 raffle, and it would be somebody that was maybe a little bit, you know, had a nice car or just a car that's running, she'd be like, huh, money goes to money. Or if it was like a family member or somebody.
Yeah.
It depends.
So it's almost like bad money follows bad money, you know, like you kind of like, you know, throwing away good money after bad or whatever. Something, some version of that, huh?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, it could be. All right. Well, that's a great one. So what's your grandmother's name?
Margaret, her full name was full name, but she went by Peg.
Okay, so that's right. You said that. I'm sorry. So say, because I'm not going to give you the credit. I'm sorry,
no,
Tom.
Hers.
So say her name, and I'll put it into scripture.
Okay, Margaret Marie.
Adage.
That's a Margaret Marie, aka Peg. Adage. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Joe Magasco, WFMU's own Joe Magasco, he said his was don't sweat the small stuff, which is a joke because that's all he sweats. It's just like he's like off all in the small stuff. That's his bread and butter, literally. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello, is this Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Jerome, how you doing?
Pretty good, Jerome. What do you got?
This is such an exciting topic because there's so many adages. But here's an original.
Sure.
If someone treats you like they're the king of the toilet, buy them a jelly donut.
So,
you want me to explain this?
Yes, I do.
Sure. So the phrase king of the toilet refers to someone on a high perch who believes they have authority over you. Like a security guard.
Yes.
So if a security guard's hassling you while you go into a building where you clearly are supposed to be, walk out of the building and return with a jelly donut and say thank you for your kindness.
So wait, what's the I understand the king of the toilet thing, but what's the jelly donut allude? What is that in this adage?
Well, you can use a jelly donut for a lemon cake. It's really whatever's available.
So give the king of the toilet some food from a bodega, basically.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
That's a good summary.
All right. Just say your name, and we'll make it an adage.
Jerome.
Adage.
Adage.
All right, Jerome. Cody Gabooch, real quick. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, real quick. What's your adage?
Yes, this is a philosophical head scratcher.
Jesus Christ.
It is everything that can happen, will happen, and has already happened.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah, that's good. It puts things in perspective. And this call put things even more in perspective. So now I have my super perspective. Thanks, man. Micah, do you have an adage? Do you have a phrase that you like using? You ran over here. You're so excited. What do you got?
Cats can have a little salami.
Yeah, that's good. What does that mean to you? Or is it literally just give a cat a little salami? You know, or it's just like, you know what? It's a little treat. Treat yourself. That's what it's going to be. It's called a treat yourself. It's a Micah.
Adage.
Call it Igabuchi real fast.
You should do what you should do.
You should do and you should do. You should do. I like that. That's another one that's kind of cyclical. What's your name?
Sarah.
So say your name and then I'll say adage.
Sarah.
Adage. That's a Sarah adage. An S-A, they're going to call it in the history books. All right. Thanks, Sarah. All right, that was a good, and now we have to do the most important one of them all, the most important, the ultimate adage, WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online all the time at WFMU.org. Thank you very much for making this show wiser, stronger, you know, with more words in it. Next show, we'll have all the words. Up next, Music of My Control with Micah. He's back. Who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi.
stars are really bright. I see her face, I sense her touch. She's more than a being of light. Turn around, I know that sound. It carries her name.